local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And it is the start of a brand new week. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at us. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Let's see. Typically with Joe and Austin, it was all Steve and Austin last week. It's Steve and Austin today. Joe Ford returns tomorrow.
Yay!
So, yes, the very sought-after return of Joe Ford. But yes, obviously Steve has done a fantastic job, and I'm sure we'll give him a lovely send-off later on this evening. But it's just about 4:14 now, so we need to get right into our top three stories. Starting with former President Trump, he has scored a partial victory in the Supreme Court over the question of immunity. The justices ruled 6-3 today that Trump has some immunity from prosecution and is shielded on some levels from criminal charges for acts he took in office. The decision means that Trump's election interference case will probably be delayed until after November while a lower court litigates the decision. This will not impact Trump's upcoming sentencing in his New York hush money case on July 11th, where the judge could sentence him to prison or home confinement, keeping him off the campaign trail.
Well, President Biden's family is urging the president to stay in the 2024 race following his underwhelming debate performance against Donald Trump last week. Michael Kastner reports.
Biden discussed the future of his re-election bid with family members at Camp David over the weekend. News reports say his family implored the president to continue his campaign and discussed whether top aides should be fired. Biden's debate performance has prompted some to call on the president to step aside. Top Democratic lawmakers, however, are publicly rallying around the president. I'm Michael Kastner.
And we've got Steve Bannon now behind bars. The former president, the former Trump advisor, reported to the Federal Correctional Institute in Danbury, Connecticut today to begin serving a 4-month sentence. Bannon spoke outside before entering, saying that he is proud to go to prison. He was sentenced to prison for refusing to comply with congressional subpoenas related to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The Danbury facility is a low security prison for men and women with an adjacent minimum security satellite camp. 4:15 here, we will get our very first quick check of the roads and weather, and that's going to be followed by your history of the Blue Angels. Let's see, looking at the roads here, it just appears to be run-of-the-mill congestion currently. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, along with Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. May have a little bit of issues on I-10. This is if you're passing Pine Forest Road traveling eastbound, but it doesn't look too severe at this time. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and maybe just a little bit on Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 96 degrees in Pensacola right now. It's pretty beautiful skies. We are under a heat advisory going into this evening, and there's going to be some 30 to 40% chance of thunderstorms as we get into tonight with a low of 79 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, and today's History of the Blue Angels is brought to you by the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
The 1967 season of the Blue Angels began with winter training at El Centro Naval Air Station in the Imperial Valley Desert of Southern California. This was the first year for winter training at El Centro, and they've conducted winter training there ever since. One reason for Navy flight training over the desert is the sharp contrast between the blue sky and the brown sand. When training over water, as they used to do in Key West, Florida, the difference between the blue sky and the blue water is much less obvious, which makes vertigo more likely. The El Centro base also provides the Blues with a vast, relatively air traffic-free zone for practicing their delicate maneuvers. The 1967 season was a year for long-distance travel for the Blue Angels as they performed 65 flight demonstrations throughout Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, and Canada, plus Alaska and many other U.S. states. Americans in every state had a chance to see the Blue Angels in 1968 when the team went on a whirlwind tour of the United States, performing air shows in all 50 states. In October of the same year, Lieutenant Mary Russell reported to the Blue Angels as public information officer, becoming the first female to be assigned to the Navy flight demonstration team. The November 17, 1968 performance at NAS El Centro was not only the final show of the season, it was the final show in the F-11 Tigers II. After 22 years of flying Grumman-built aircraft and 11 of those in the Tiger, the Blue Angels were switching to the McDonnell Douglas F-4 Phantom fighter jet, which was serving the Navy so well in Vietnam. Because of the tremendous power of those Mach 2 F-4s, supersonic speeds were easily attained, even without intending to, as happened at an air show in Canada on August 6, 1969. The Blue Angels were performing in Kelowna, British Columbia, when, due to high terrain, it was necessary for one of the pilots to deviate from his normal flight path to rejoin the others in formation. He got slightly behind in his timing, and in order to catch up, lit his afterburners for just a second or two. But this caused his plane to break the sound barrier, and the resulting sonic boom shook the city and shattered most of the windows in an 8-block area downtown. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the Flight Deck Store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Blue Angels must be strong, healthy, and fit. So why was there a fat Blue Angel added in 1970? Find out in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the debate between Biden and Trump and who lied more, who was cognitively fit, who was better at golf, you know, all the things. Also got our monthly update from Ryan Jenkins about farming in North Santa Rosa County. And Sheriff Bob Johnson settled the question of who lied when it came to James Hawkins and Colton Wright's disagreement over whether he endorsed that ridiculous, silly immigration proposal from last week. You can listen for yourself on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs, playing all types of music from the 50s through today. Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs is a fan-favorite, high-energy show packed full of sing-along favorites. Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelia's, and Five Sisters this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about 4th of July, Summer Restaurant Week, Bastille's Day, Atlas Beverage Class, and so much more. That's this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yes, the song choice was intentional. I don't know. I may make that a second tradition. My tradition so far has been to play Chicago's Saturday in the Park for our last bumper song every week.
On Friday. Yeah.
Yes, but maybe, I don't know, maybe our first one every week will be that song. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, happy Monday to you.
Yeah, no matter how manic it is. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 423 here. We'll get a couple of our local headlines out of the way before our next quick check of the roads and weather. Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins, he had put out a controversial ordinance last week that would have taken an official stance on illegal immigration for the county and said that illegal immigrants were not welcome there. When presenting the idea, he claimed it was supported by Sheriff Bob Johnson. But we're now learning that the sheriff did not officially endorse the idea. Johnson says that Calkins was incorrect in claiming he endorsed a proposed ordinance, something that was disputed during the meeting by fellow Commissioner Colton Wright, who said he had also talked to the sheriff and was told that their office did not enforce federal immigration law.
Well, there's new information today on a SWAT standoff on Highway 97 last night. The Escambia Sheriff's Office has identified the suspect as 48-year-old John Edward McDowell, who was wanted on several felony warrants out of Alabama. Deputies say they received a tip that McDowell was at a residence in Walnut Hill last night, and when they responded to the home, McDowell refused to leave the house. The SWAT team and the negotiators were all called to the scene. Highway 97 was closed for a time last night, and traffic was detoured on 99A, and deputies say McDowell ended up surrendering after several hours of negotiation. He's now being held in the Escambia County Jail until authorities in Alabama can take him into custody.
And Escambia County deputies investigating a shootout at the Dreamland Skate Center on Olive Road last night. A company representative says the incident happened during a four-year-old's private birthday party. Investigators say there was a dispute between two people who then began shooting at each other. Nobody was injured, luckily. So far, there's no word on suspects, but if you have any information, you should contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Just about 425 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking here, in our last update, there wasn't a ton going on. That appears to still be the case now. We do have some backups on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis, and then a bit further west towards North Palafox Street. Also on I-10, if you're traveling westbound coming over Pine Forest Road, we've got some minor backups in that area, and some on Pine Forest Road itself traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some pretty severe backups on Blue Angel Parkway now. That's if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Outside of that, it's just going to be some typical evening traffic on Navarre Parkway. That's if you're traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area, and then approaching Highway 87. Steve, how's the weather?
It's good. It's pretty hot outside. We do have a heat advisory until 7. Tonight, semi-cool, partly cloudy and humid, down to 79 degrees. Yeah, that's cool. Some sun, some clouds, and a chance of a shower tomorrow. High about 90. Right now, it is 93 in Pensacola. Feels like 106, 96 in Gulf Breeze, and 97 in Milton, where it feels like 107. And that's the forecast on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable.
I love the build up there. Yes. Yeah. And dependable. You know it. All righty. Looking at some of our state headlines here really quickly. Relief is on the way for Floridians who need to protect their properties from future storms. The My Safe Florida Home Program is accepting new grant applications, and the initiative will give eligible residents up to $10,000 to repair their roofs or put hurricane safe doors and windows around their property. Governor Ron DeSantis says the improvements are designed to lower insurance premiums, and currently applications are only available for low income homeowners who are 60 years or older. Starting on July 16th, the program will open to all low income residents.
Well, with a growing number of Democrats now calling for President Biden to withdraw from the race after his shaky performance at last week's debate, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis stopping just short of joining that call. During an appearance here in Pensacola, DeSantis spoke of Biden's visible decline over the past 5 years, calling the thought of him not declining further over a potential second term, and I put this in quote, a joke. DeSantis did not address Trump's performance, though critics of the former president say it contained a lot of factual inaccuracies. During an appearance here in Pensacola, he says one thing was obvious to everybody.
You compare him to 2019, to that debate, it's been a really significant decline. And the idea that that decline is going to stop, that somehow you can make it to age 86, given the trajectory, is a joke.
And, of course, he did not address Donald Trump's performance.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I mean, 86, that's a daunting age.
It is. I'm 76, and I'm...
I'm
a good example of what happens when you age.
Yeah, Joe Biden, I mean, he's to an age now where, I mean, what? How much older is he than you?
4 years.
Well, 4 years?
He's like 80. What is he? 82? 80?
I think he turns 82 this year.
That's
so,
right.
I mean,
so he's like 6 years ahead of me.
If his memory is as good as mine, he can remember a time before you were alive. Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. A South Florida teenager accused of killing her grandmother will remain behind bars. 14-year-old Sophia Koval stood in front of a Broward County judge earlier today as she faces a second-degree murder charge. And police say she attacked her 79-year-old grandmother at their Lauderdale Lakes home back in May.
Wow.
The teen's public defender says she will continue receiving medical care in order to fully evaluate her mental state. There's still no decision on whether Koval will face adult charges, and another hearing is scheduled for later this month.
Well, Northeast Florida police are looking for the suspects tied to a drive-by shooting. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says a man in his 30s was standing outside a Mixon town home on the city's west side when somebody in a dark pickup truck started firing early this morning. The victim was hit in the chest and is currently in stable condition. Two other people were inside the home at the time of the incident, but were not injured.
All righty. We're going to cover a couple of national headlines here because they kind of pertain to the top three stories we covered earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So Democrats are hammering the Supreme Court, of course, over its decision to grant immunity to presidents for official acts, handing a win to Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, said that she'll soon file impeachment articles against at least one justice on the high court, but did not specify which or how many she would target. She said the ruling represents, quote, an assault on American democracy, end quote. The decision could impact all of Trump's pending court cases.
Well, continuing that theme, Chuck Schumer is also blasting the Supreme Court after the Trump immunity ruling. The Senate Majority Leader posted the decision, basically, and he says, and I quote here, it undermines SCOTUS's credibility, unquote, and suggested there's political influence in all the courts today. He added that the MAGA judges enabled the former president, and I quote here, to weaken our democracy by breaking the law.
And there's been a mistrial declared in the Massachusetts murder trial of Karen Reed. The jury sent a note again today to the judge saying that they could not reach a unanimous verdict. Reed is accused of killing her Boston cop boyfriend, John O'Keefe, by backing into him with her SUV and leaving him in a snowstorm in Dedham back in 2022. The defense says that she's being framed by corrupt cops. The judge ordered her lawyers back to court in the coming months as the prosecution weighs a mistrial.
A lot of new things going on.
Yeah, that's a story that's still well in development there.
Mm-hmm.
4:30, we'll get maybe a couple more national headlines. I'm sure we'll have time for that. However, I do want to warn you. Steve, I warned you. There's a lot going on in sports.
Yeah.
NBA, NHL off-seasons striking at the same time. So we'll get into some of that as well on Pensacola right now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. House Republicans' investigation into President Biden heads to the courtroom. Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
The House Judiciary Committee has officially filed a lawsuit against the Department of Justice, which has chosen not to comply with a subpoena requesting the agency turn over the audio recordings of President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur.
Following the interview, Hur described the president as an elderly man with a poor memory. The Supreme Court majority ruling that former presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts, a move criticized by the minority. Fox's Shannon Bream.
Justice Sotomayor writing this, when he uses his official powers in any way under the majority's reasoning, he will now be insulated from criminal prosecution.
Today's ruling will also further delay Donald Trump's election interference case in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A federal appeals court will allow a key part of President Biden's student loan relief plan to resume as the legal challenges against it unfold. The appeals court ruling will allow the Biden administration to go ahead with lowering borrowers' monthly payments. The SAVE plan has provided relief for 8 million borrowers who have signed up for the new income-driven repayment plan. The deadline for certain iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus owners to claim a cash payout from Apple has been extended to Wednesday at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time. People who owned either of the two models at any point between September 16, 2016 and January 3rd of 2023 and who complained to Apple about their phone having audio issues are eligible to receive a payout in the class action settlement. U.S. stocks finished today's session higher. Tech-heavy NASDAQ went to a new record, gaining 146 points. That's Your Money Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Zach Gelb, the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Tyrese Maxey's a budding star, Joel Embiid is a top 5 player, but with all the wear and tear in his body, you don't know how many elite years he has left. We know Ben Simmons and James Harden didn't work in Philly, and Daryl Morey knew he needed to make a big splash this offseason, and did so by landing Paul George. And a trio of Embiid, George, and Maxey puts the Sixers in as good of a position as they've ever been in since Embiid became the face of the franchise. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Feed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the DQ freezer, home to all the Blizzard flavors of the past. Picture it opening to bring back the Salted Caramel Truffle Blizzard for a limited time. Picture that Salted Caramel Truffle Blizzard in your hands. It's all yours. No, really, it's all yours. This treat is too good to share. Everyone will have to get one for themselves. Hurry in to get this flavor before the DQ freezer closes. DQ, happy tastes good.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the traffic here, for starters, we did get a text a little while ago that says there's a stalled truck at the light at Old Palafox and 9 Mile. So if you're in that area, be on the lookout for that. As far as some issues where we're having any backups on the roads, Pine Forest Road still has some minor congestion if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Same could be said for Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Then it's going to be a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach, and then a bit further west towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on. Steve, how about the weather?
Well, it's hot outside, in case you hadn't noticed. We have a heat advisory on until 7 tonight. Tonight, down to about 79 degrees, partly cloudy and humid. But tomorrow, some sun, some clouds, and a chance of a shower. High about 90. Looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, a couple of spotty little showers popping up. One around, looks like around Orange Beach, maybe. Another one toward, well, it looks like between Navarre and Fort Walton Beach. Other than that, it's perfectly clear everywhere, almost. Right now, it's 93 at Pensacola. Feels like 106, 96 in Gulf Breeze, 97 in Milton. And that's your weather forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Almost 440 here. We'll get just a couple quick more national headlines, and then we'll get through sports as swiftly as we can. So first up here, we got Hunter Biden. He's suing Fox News over a fictionalized miniseries that focused on his foreign business dealings. Biden's attorneys allege that Fox targeted the president's son in an effort to harass, annoy, alarm, and humiliate him. They also allege that Fox violated New York State's so-called revenge porn law by publishing intimate photos of Biden. Fox aired the series on its Fox Nation streaming platform back in October of 2022, but later took it down following a threat of a lawsuit by Biden's attorneys.
Well, Air Force Major General Philip Stewart is acquitted of two charges of sexual assault. Closing statements in the court-martial at Fort Sam Houston were presented last Friday and again on Saturday evening. The military jury found Stewart not guilty of sexual assault. The eight-person jury convicted Stewart for dereliction of duty, though, and of conduct unbecoming an officer. The jurors, who were six men and two women, were all three-star generals. It was the second time in the 77-year history of the Air Force a general had faced charges of this nature.
And lastly here, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents have made a big marijuana bust at the border.
Uh-oh.
Officers at the Far International Bridge in Hidalgo County in the Rio Grande Valley found over 1,400 pounds of pot concealed in a tractor trailer coming across from Mexico last week. Law enforcement officials put the value of that much marijuana at around $291,000. It's not clear if the driver has been arrested, but Border Patrol officials did impound the truck and trailer. Homeland Security is now leading the investigation. My goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Getting into sports, there's a lot to unpack here. I gave a warning before the Fox News break. We got NBA and NHL. They end their seasons at around the same time, and that means their offseason and free agency frenzy goes on at around the same time as well. So in the NBA, we've got a ton going on. We'll just kind of cover some of the big hitters here.
Okay.
Paul George is going to Philadelphia on a four-year, $212 million deal. They're also, they're keeping Kelly Oubre. They're bringing back Andre Drummond, and they signed Tyrese Maxey to a five-year, $204 million extension. So they are forking out big bucks here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's building their team, and it's trying to keep them a contender in the Eastern Conference. They've missed opportunities with some of their stars before, so this is a chance to get back into the play. Meanwhile, the Clippers, while losing Paul George, are holding on to James Harden. That's a two-year, $70 million deal. I got to tell you, the loss of Paul George, that is very telling to me as far as where their franchise is headed. They've been one of the deepest teams in the NBA for the past few years, and they haven't been able to win anything. And now one of the staples of their super team is gone. So that tells me that, man, if the Clippers weren't a contender before, it doesn't look like they're going to be one anytime soon.
Time to rebuild.
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of time to rebuild, the Warriors had, you know, their dynasty. I would say it ran from 2015 to 2022.
Yeah.
And the three faces of that beast were Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. Well, Klay Thompson has officially left the Warriors. He is joining the Mavericks on a three-year, $50 million deal. And he was, I mean, he's one of the NBA's greatest shooters ever. He's a future Hall of Famer. And he officially breaks up the big three that I just listed there. So we knew that the dynasty was probably dead with how the team went out this last season.
Yeah.
But, man, to see that one of the guys are leaving, and he's already an NBA vet. All these guys are pretty old. So I think it's just confirmation that the Golden State era is probably done. We also got the Celtics signing Derek White to a 4-year, $126 million extension. And a 39-year-old Chris Paul spending his 20th season with the San Antonio Spurs. And with the signing, that keeps his streak of only suiting up for Western Conference teams alive. I just now mentioned the Celtics are also looking to sell their majority stake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a that's a pretty big move there when it comes to the state of their franchise, especially after winning their 18th final. Then we've got in the NHL, the Maple Leafs. They are signing a 6-year deal with defenseman Chris Tanev, worth $4.5 million annually. He played for the Stars last season before having his rights traded to Toronto on Saturday. But that's nothing compared to what Nashville has done. The Predators went insane with a free agent frenzy. They grabbed Steven Stamkos from Tampa Bay, Jonathan Marchessault from Vegas, and Brady Skije from Carolina. So
there's a lot of action there.
A lot of action and a lot of weird names.
So not on the court, basically behind the scenes.
Yeah, I hope I didn't mispronounce any of those too bad. Then we've got, let's see, in college football, we had Morgan Scaly. It was confirmed that he was going to be the successor for Utah football once Kyle Whittingham plans to retire. This was something that people would have probably already expected. He's been there for like almost 17 years now. So that's not a huge stunner, but nonetheless, congrats to him. And the top tennis players in the world are meeting on the grass courts at Wimbledon. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz won his first round matchup earlier today. On the women's side, American Coco Gauff is the 2 seed and plays in first round action today. It's just about 4:45, so before I collapse from not taking a breath, Steve, how about you get us started with weather, then I'll give traffic.
All right. Well, the weather looks pretty good. Skies are mostly clear, a few puffy clouds, and a couple of spotty showers, but we do have that heat advisory until 7 o'clock tonight. So it is downright hot. Looks like partly cloudy skies and humid tonight, down to about 79 degrees. Tomorrow, about the same as today. Some sun, some clouds, a chance of a shower, high about 90. Maybe a little cooler, maybe won't get another heat advisory. Right now, it is really hot. 93, which feels like 106 in Pensacola, and 96 in Gulf Breeze, 97 in Milton. And that's your forecast on News Radio Pensacola. And, of course, you know the tagline.
Yes. Informative, local,
dependable.
Yeah,
there you together, go. Right.
One second. I am responding to a texter here because they just now mentioned something for the roads that we've already been touching on, but I did want to let them know that we did see that and were appreciative. I-10, if you're traveling eastbound, this is if you're passing Pine Forest Road. There were some minor slowdowns there. It doesn't look too severe on our map so far, but it's nonetheless something that stands out. Pine Forest Road itself, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got some backups there too. Then we've got Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98. No confirmation of an accident or anything there, but that's nonetheless looking relatively severe. Then it's going to be a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and we may have a little bit of backups just barely developing if you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street passing Avalon Boulevard. Let's see, getting into some health, business, and science notes here. Construction spending fell slightly in May. New government figures show total spending on construction dipped 0.1% to an annual rate of just over $2 trillion in the month. The decline surprised industry experts who were expecting a slight increase. Private residential construction fell 0.2% as builders scaled back projects nationwide as interest rates remain high.
Well, guess what? A particular holiday is coming up in just a couple of days.
Really?
4th of July. And yeah. Millions of Americans are traveling basically ahead of the 4th of July, getting a jump on it. The TSA says it's expecting to screen about 30 million passengers through Monday, July 8th. AAA is predicting that a record 60 million people are going to be traveling by car over the holidays, basically 3 more million than last year.
Yeah, we've been touching on that a lot, obviously, and I'm sure as we creep closer and closer to the holiday, Joe and I tomorrow will be covering a bit more on it.
Mm-hmm.
One Blood is currently in urgent need of donors. The organization posted on X earlier today, asking people of all blood types to donate at their local 4th of July festival this week. People who contribute at their local One Blood Center or on the Big Red Bus will receive a limited edition shirt, a $20 gift card, and a free wellness checkup. The nonprofit says that there is an increased need for O-negative and O-positive blood. One Blood serves hospitals in Florida, North Carolina, and most of the southeastern United States. So, of course, I mean, you've seen the big red buses around here, so you know
yeah.
where to go.
And I do donate.
Oh, well, thank you. I donated once, and it scared me, so I don't do it.
That was a lot of fun. They actually gave me a cookie at the end.
Yeah, they typically do, like, to just kind of keep your energy up.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm not a blood-giving guy. I respect those who are, but I'm not.
Well, a lot of bars in California are now required to offer drug tests for drinks.
Yeah.
See, the kids detect date rape drugs like GHB and ketamine, basically known as roofies. Many patrons have welcomed the protocol, with some bars even performing it for free. They come in various forms, including strips, stickers, or straws. Californians will be able to find them in the establishments with that happen to have a full bar in their establishment, and the law is going into effect today.
Yeah, I put that one in the script because that's a pretty interesting concept. We hear a lot about date rape drugs and all that. And
how do you detect them?
Yeah, and how women especially, they don't like to leave their drinks uncovered or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very valid concern. And with California doing it, I'm sure it could spread to other states across the nation. A merger between Texas-based Six Flags and Ohio-based Cedar Fair is expected to finalize today.
Wow.
The new company will be called Six Flags Entertainment Corporation and will have an estimated value of $8 billion. Cedar Fair says many of its operations at its headquarters in Sandusky will remain, while the new operation site of the company will be based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Six Flags is then expected to close its Texas headquarters.
Well, Cedar Point in Sandusky is probably the greatest park with roller coasters in the entire world.
Yeah, I want to say I've heard of that place. I could be wrong, but Six Flags, I've never been to that, but I've heard of it. So
Six Flags is in a lot of cities. Six Flags in Chicago, Six Flags in Dallas, Six Flags all over the place. But there was only one Cedar Point. And that was, of course, in Sandusky, Ohio, right there on the shore of Lake Erie. And it does attract a lot of people who tend to go around the world to ride the very famous theme roller coasters. And this was one of them.
Yeah, so that's definitely a meeting of the minds there in amusement park industry.
Mm-hmm.
4:49, we'll take one last quick break for this hour when we return. Some pop culture notes followed by wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, 4:52 here. Before we get our final check of the roads and weather for this hour, we'll take a quick look at some pop culture notes here, starting with a judge rejecting Alec Baldwin's latest attempt to have the involuntary manslaughter charges against him dismissed. The award-winning actor was involved in the accidental shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on a movie set in New Mexico back in 2021. He recently asked the judge to throw out the case after the gun that killed Hutchins was damaged during forensic testing. On Friday, the judge refused to dismiss the case, paving the way for jury selection so the trial can begin in July.
Well, Inside Out 2, the movie, is staying at the top of the box office. The Pixar sequel earned about $57.4 million this past weekend and is set to become the first film to cross the $1 billion mark this year. Second place goes to A Quiet Place Day One. Which is expected to make a lot of noise in bringing $53 million.
Ironic.
Kevin Costner's Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 1, was off to a much quieter start. Kind of disappointing. But the epic-length Western will take a bronze with $11 million. Bad Boys, Ride or Die will fall to fourth and is looking to add $10.3 million this weekend, while the Indian Telugu language film, I hope I pronounced that language right, the name of the film is Kaliki 2898 AD. And that finished fifth with $5.4 million.
Yeah, that's definitely the most in-depth write-up we've gotten on the box office in a while.
Yeah.
Top five films there. And yeah, I don't know if that's Kalki, 2898.
Kalki.
I don't know. As you said, if we're being insensitive with how we're speaking about this, please understand it is not intentional. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Still got some backups on I-10 eastbound. That's if you're traveling over Pine Forest Road. Also got some on Pine Forest itself if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. Pensacola Boulevard with some very severe backups now, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. We're also going to have some issues traveling westbound. This is going to be on Fairfield Drive towards North Pace Boulevard. Once again, though, no confirmation of an accident there. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach and then further westbound as you approach Highway 87. Steve, how's the weather?
It's pretty hot. Until 7 o'clock, we have a heat advisory. Tonight, it'll be rather chilly in comparison. 79 right. degrees the low, partly cloudy and humid. Tomorrow, some sun, some clouds, chance of a shower. Not as hot, high about 90. 93 in Pensacola feels like 106. Gulf Breeze has 96, which feels like 102. And the hot spot right now is Milton, about 96 degrees, which feels like 108. And that's the weather from News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable.
And before we continue with our pop culture notes, I do want to very quickly say we do have breaking news here. I warned that the NBA was going to be hectic. Jason Tatum is agreeing to a 5-year, $314 million extension with the Boston Celtics.
How much is that again?
$314 million over the course of 5 years.
I'd agree to that.
Yeah. It's hard to say no to a figure like that.
Get a basketball and.
Yeah. If I can shoot a basketball and make money like that, I'll do it. But no, so that's just the latest of several headlines we've had going on here in the NBA offseason frenzy so far. But carrying on with our pop culture notes, Taylor Swift was cool and calm after a mechanical glitch during her latest Eras Tour show in Dublin. The Grammy-winning hitmaker was stuck on a raised platform, and she had no way to get down on her own, but she quickly called on one of her dancers who helped her down from the elevated surface.
Well, Justin Timberlake, we've been talking about him for a while, he is poking fun at the recent drunk driving charge that he received. The singer made a quick joke to the crowd at TD Garden during his Saturday stop in Boston as part of his Forget Tomorrow World Tour. Is there anybody here tonight that is driving? Was what he was saying. And then he pauses and adds, "I'm just kidding," causing the crowd to laugh and cheer. Timberlake was arrested nearly a couple of weeks ago for allegedly driving while intoxicated in New York. And I'm glad at least he's finding a sense of humor in this.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing. I mean, heck, I wasn't even going to talk about it anymore. But the fact that Timberlake joked about it, I'm like, all right, well, if he's going to talk about it, there's no reason we can't, especially for meeting a pop culture quota here.
And I think you ought to joke about the name of the actual tour, though.
Yeah, I think you and I have both cracked jokes thoughts on that. Yeah, on should at least
forget
one occasion.
Yesterday World Tour.
Yeah, very, very appropriate name there. And then Tom Petty's estate signing a deal to distribute the late singer's music catalog. Petty recorded more than 13 studio albums with the Heartbreakers and 3 solo albums over his 40-year career. The Petty estate said in a statement that the deal with Warner Chappell Music or Chappell Music will open the door to new licensing opportunities.
Wow.
Steve, what's going on in some wacky and weird stories? Anything catching your eye?
Well, this one did. A man from Southern California is going to spend more than 8 years in prison for sending meth to Nebraska through the mail. Oh, yeah, that's smart. Yeah. Jose de Jesus Hernandez Castellanos was sentenced earlier this week for distributing more than 500 grams of methamphetamine. A DEA agent went undercover to investigate a group of people who were suspected of mailing the meth to Omaha. The agent ordered a pound of the drug and received almost 2 pounds in the mail. Hey, got a bonus. So once Castellanos' prison sentence is complete, he's going to have 5 years of supervised release.
Yeah, man. I mean, I just, you know, obviously, committing a crime is not only wrong, but it's a scary thought. Because,
this is one of these stupid crimes.
Well, because you don't want to get caught. And that's the thing. It's like, I could not imagine doing something like that and just putting my crime, evidence of my crime, into the hands of the Postal Service. Just handing it to them and letting them take care of it, hoping that it's going to be, you know, transported safely and there's going to be no tip off. There's going to be nothing that implies I was, you know, I was doing anything illegal. I would not do that. If I were going to deliver a package, don't do this, kids. But if I were to deliver a drug package, I would do it a bit more discreetly. But maybe that's just me.
Well, and also there's the chance it may be lost in the mail.
Yes, there's that too. Let's see. Okay, so more than $1 million worth of collectible stamps were seized by federal agents in Seattle during a fraud investigation. Federal prosecutors say suspects impersonated government agents and targeted elderly and vulnerable people. They'd claimed their bank accounts were breached and they needed to send money to protect it. The money was used to buy collectible stamps, of all things, from an auction house, and there were 28 victims in Washington and across the country. Investigators traced more than $1 million to various victims, and they're working to return the money.
Watch out for scams, people.
Absolutely. And just want to get a quick good news story in here. A teen track star making history at the Summer Olympics, 16-year-old Quincy Wilson, will be part of the U.S. men's 4x400 Olympic relay team in Paris.
Yay!
Yeah, the Maryland High School student was named to the team after nearly qualifying for the 400 meters event at the U.S. Olympic trials last month. He celebrated the news with a social media post captioned, quote,
We're going to the Olympics!
There you go. Couldn't have said it better myself. Just about 5 o'clock, WEAR Top of Hour News coming up. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We'll be back with Hour 2 shortly. Don't go anywhere. Steve and I get awfully lonely over here.